So what, she wouldn't shut up after she objected?
No, she would not shut up. She caused a disruption. Justin Lee Harris of Gardnerville carried his 56-year-old mother out of the church Monday as she loudly objected to the ceremony.
So what are the charges for
Jack
that?
Daniel's bottle in her hand? No, I don't know if that's true. You know, that
she went back to her double wide.
Yeah, that wasn't discussed. But he faces disorderly conduct charges.
Why?
What he was released from the Douglas County Jail on his own recognizance Wednesday.
His bride-to-be probably said, you better carry her out of here.
I mean,
I don't know what the charges
could
be.
So he's facing charges because he picked her up and carried her out
maybe
of the church.
Maybe he didn't set her down gently.
Maybe she was all for the girl. Maybe she was saying, he's not good enough for you. You better stop here.
Somehow I doubt it.
Well, he says he doesn't know what was her problem. Your mother, can you imagine? Something wrong with that. If she doesn't have a Jack Daniels bottle in her hand.
Doesn't sound like a situation that demands the police and charges, does it?
Crazy. Also, an armed suicidal man. This was kind of sad. He surrendered to Reno police on Friday evening after an hour, more than that, hours long standoff that forced the evacuation of a business complex on Double R Boulevard in South Reno. Lloyd Winked, 47, had allegedly changed his name, to Russell. No last name, just Russell. I'm Russell. Not Jack Terrier. I'm Russell. And he was taken into custody on charges of ex-felon possession of a firearm, obstructing and resisting an officer with a deadly weapon, assault, and trespassing. It was about 1:50 on Friday morning. Police were dispatched to an office in a complex on Double R Boulevard that there was an unwanted suspect who was causing a disturbance. He was identified as white, demanding to see a person.
No,
who had,
he wasn't. He was not identified as white because he's just Russell now.
Yeah, I know it. Somebody else said, no, I know who that is. He was demanding to see a person who had previously held an extended protection order against him. An ex-wife? I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't tell us why. But police evacuated the area because he had a firearm to his head. They brought the bomb squad in and everything. I mean, it's been a lot of money. After an hour or so, 4 hours of negotiations, he agreed to surrender because he was getting hungry and needing a night in jail.
I'm still back on the changed his name to Russell.
Yeah, my name's Russell.
Maybe he figured if he had no last name, they'd never find him.
Just call me Russell.
No, I'm not Russell Wint.
Crazy stuff.
I'm just Russell.
Not me. I'm just Russell. That's not me. Not me with this gun.
That is not
don't
me.
Don't get towards me. Crazy stuff, huh? I don't know. Now, here is something I wanted to advise everybody to. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office Detective Division wants to alert residents of an emerging online rental housing fraud in the Reno Sparks area. Detectives have uncovered an online rental scam in Northwest Reno where criminals solicit renters on local websites, you know, like Craigslist, rentals.com, Postlets, and they obtain their personal identifying information like their social security numbers, their bank accounts, credit information. Don't do it online, people.
Yeah, and if it's a Nigerian number, don't call it.
Even if you think you're going to get $1 million back. Yeah, so look out for this. They're not housing agencies. And here's what they say for you to do, how to avoid being victimized. Only deal with landlords or renters who are local. Well, Craigslist is local, so be skeptic
anyway.
No, but
there are people on Craigslist who are from another place and they want you to send them information.
Definitely be suspicious if you're asked to use a wire transfer service.
Right.
Be aware of email correspondence from the landlord that's written in poor or broken English. That's a good clue. Research the average rental rates in the area and be suspicious if the rate is significantly lower. Not higher, lower, because they just want your money. They don't care. It's $2.92 a month.
They want your information probably even more than your money.
It's a penthouse suite.
It's probably not even their house.
Don't give out personal information. Don't do it. Social security number, your bank account, your credit card, your numbers, your kids' names, where they go to school. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Dog's name.
Isn't that crazy? Now, here's something you'll be interested in. In other Nevada news, the once rock-solid January 14th date for the Nevada GOP presidential caucus is going up in flames.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Because of Super Bowl.
What is the... Mm-hmm. Why are they fighting about these dates all the time?
Because nobody...
Everybody wants to be first.
They have the Super Bowl on their mind. Nobody's thinking about all that.
Right. Nobody
and
would
it is
be.
True.
It's true.
They're thinking about guacamole dip.
Okay, we held a caucus
49ers.
And nobody showed up.
Well, you know what they say, though? If you do change the date, then you lose 28 delegates, is what they say. I mean, this is what...
Yeah.
Under GOP
remember,
mandate.
This is nothing new. There was a mess last time, 4 years ago. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Florida lost all their delegates. Michigan
exactly.
had trouble.
That's right.
Because they tried to move them up and the party penalized them. That's how we ended up with McCain as our stupid nominee, because the mess in Florida. The Democrats punished their delegates by saying, no, you tried to move up your primary, so we won't let you have any delegates at all. And consequently, the Democrats, who didn't have anybody to vote for on their own, jumped over to the Republican primary and voted for McCain. And that's
JP's number 69 conspiracy theory.
I'm telling you, that's what happened.
Is that what happened?
Democrats jumped over because they didn't have anything else to do. Hey, their primary was canceled.
Well, Amy Tarkanian says that that's not going to happen. But Robert Rupert says that it is true, and that Rupert is from Las Vegas. He's 58, retired military. He plans to challenge Amy Tarkanian for the chairmanship of the Nevada Republican Party at the GOP State Central Committee meeting in Las Vegas.
So where do things stand right now? We don't know what date?
We don't know. We don't know.
How is this possible?
I know. It's crazy.
Pick a date.
And changing it.
And why can't they all be on the same date on every state?
Well, they have to wait to see if the Niners win or the, you know.
Wouldn't that make sense if they were all the same date for every state?
How can that happen? That's too easy.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
But then the government will take control of that. So we can't have that going on. Okay, we still got the GOP debate, and we've got JP's moment of common sense. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz.
Finding the right partner, a serious relationship is tough enough. Who wants to do it on a site where people dump their old stuff?
Cupid.com.
Hey, I found Peter in this beat-up old lawnmower for only $20. That's not for me. At Cupid.com, it's all about me meeting the right people. It's all they've ever done. And Cupid.com makes it easy. You can download an app to your mobile phone, install our app on Facebook, and best of all, nobody's logging on to Cupid.com to sell an old lawnmower.
Cupid.com.
Look, this is my life. This is my future. These are my friends. I'm not going to be cheap about it. At Cupid.com, they're honestly committed to helping me find the right relationship, helping me find the right people. Free isn't all it's cracked up to be. Choose wisely, my friend. Start meeting the right kind of people in the right places at Cupid.com.
Cupid.com.
How would you like to drive away with a brand new Mercedes? Silver Legacy is giving you the chance with a Mercedes Madness giveaway on December 11th. Play today to earn your winning entry. Visit SilverLegacy.com for details.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly. So all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-Cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
Tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, connecting you with the finest local automotive products, services, and advice. This week's guests, Sergeant Pat Dyer, Sparks Police Department, Joe Huspodka, Matco Tools, Bob Marsh, Mr. Hubcap Wheel and Tire Center, local artist Annie McCormick, and Reno Rensport hosting this week's Mechanics Corner. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Okay, now we got to get back to this information about the Nevada GOP presidential caucus. What the deal is here, I've just read a little bit further. Under GOP mandate, any state that moves the primary or caucus into January loses half of its national convention delegates. That according to the GOP mandate. What they're planning on doing is moving it to February. They are moving the caucus to February 4th, the day before the Super Bowl. That's what they're doing.
All right.
Is that okay with you? Go caucus all day on Saturday and then get your betting in for Sunday?
Yeah.
Super Bowl?
I don't, you know, most people I know don't pay any much attention to the Super Bowl stuff on Saturday.
Oh, that's just, what?
Come on, who watches the Saturday stuff?
Well, Saturday's when you're getting all your stuff ready for the big day. You're out shopping, you're getting all your colors. I mean, that's a big day of betting and shopping the day before
betting
Super Bowl.
Betting and shopping.
You bet and you shop the day before Super Bowl.
Who shops the day, okay, maybe.
For for all these ingredients, for all your nachos, for your big roast beef, for your salmon, whatever you're having for the party. We'll just see how that all works. So anyway, I stand corrected on that. They're going to have it February 4th. And if they move it to January, then they lose their delegates. So we'll see what happens. Good luck, Robert Rupert. Okay, the GOP. Did you see it, the debate? Of course you did, didn't you?
I didn't see it, no.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Well, okay, here's my final words on it. Unbelievable. First of all, Cain denied that his tax plan would boost taxes for 84% of the Americans. This is, I'm telling you this right off first. He says it would fall heavily on those with lower incomes, actually, in all reality. Because here's how it works. 999, if you got a 9% tax, state tax, and you got a 9% sales tax, you're paying 18%. So that can really take you over the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have a thing right here on it. But what he did do was he came up with another idea in, Detroit. So we'll talk about that in a minute. GOP, back to the debate. Santorum and Bachman denounced Cain's 9% business flat tax as a European-style value-added tax, which Cain also denied. Now, the Tax Policy Center, they did a study, and they say